Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. We'll be joined by David Poyle coming up here in just a minute. Get your thoughts in the meantime on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. A tough one for the Preds last night. Speaking of the Preds, make sure you don't miss tomorrow night's Smashville live show at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue starting at 6 o'clock. See your Predators star players up close and personal, plus get autographs and pictures. Preds player guests tomorrow night will be Alexander Carrier and Jeremy Lozon. Smashville Live is brought to you by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Little Harpeth Beer, and Superbook Sports. So looking forward to that coming up tomorrow with Smashville Live. Tough one for the Predators last night, Joe. They just, you got 31 shots on goal. You had some good looks, had a couple good opportunities on the power play, and they just never really got anything going last night.
Yeah, and, it gave an opportunity for Lankanen to play, and I thought he was fine. I mean, I thought he played well enough to win that game for them. You got to beat the Coyotes.
No question about it. So it's a bad loss for the Predators last night. I went through the standings earlier. Minnesota gets a point last night, so they move up technically ahead of Colorado, who didn't play last night. Colorado back in action tonight. I think they're at home against Tampa Bay. Calgary was up 3-1 last night in the third period against Ottawa and then blew that lead and lost 4-3 in a shootout, or excuse me, in overtime. So up 3-1 in the third period, was up 3-2 with a minute and a half left, and you blew that lead. So while they did get a point, a favor done for you last night if you're the Predators by the Ottawa Senators, even in the midst of your loss.
It is the time of year for teams with nothing to lose to enjoy taking it to teams that have a lot to lose.
Absolutely, no question about that. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators General Manager David Poyle, brought to you by Kubota Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. David, good morning. How are you?
Well, I think you teed it up pretty well, meaning what happened last night in terms of a team that we should have beat and we didn't beat, so it was not a good result last night, but the sun came up, and we got to get our act together and have a good game against Boston.
So, David, to that point, I mean, you joined us last week, and it was the aftermath of the break. Things were going really well heading into the break, and it's been a little bit of a slow start coming out of the break. Not a great game against Vegas. You do get the win in Philadelphia, and then last night against Arizona. I guess, what have you made of the response? What have you seen from your team that's led to these results coming out of the All-Star break?
Well, once again, I think you said it very accurately. I really felt good going into the break. I mean, three really good games. Had that team meeting where everybody seemed to get off their chest whatever they needed to get off their chest, and like everybody was committed to having more consistency. And we kind of laid an egg that first game against Vegas. Nice rebound against Philadelphia a couple of days ago, and then last night. We played a pretty good game, in my opinion, in terms of the first two periods. Lots of chances, pretty close to dominating them. But just as we've had most of the time this year, just not really getting a lot of goals. I mean, we're around the net. One of the areas that we've talked about, and it was again last night, is we've missed the net or had shots blocked in really key situations. And I think at the end of the game, it was almost a ratio of 2-1 in terms of shots that we missed the net or had blocked versus Arizona, which again is when you add up the shots and then the shot attempts or what have you, we pretty well dominated the game from that standpoint. But the goals were not there, and the third period was not as good as the first two periods. So, here we are with a tough loss, and we've got to, we're certainly running out of time in terms of, having our best games, getting the points that are necessary to make the playoffs.
What's your frustration level, David, just overall with that, with the ups and downs and the inability of this team to really get traction?
Well, one of the key parts of my job is to set the expectations correctly for our team, ownership, for our fans. I really believe going into this year, and I still believe that we are one of the teams that should make the playoffs. But here we are over halfway through the year, and we're not there. So either I'm right or I'm wrong. And this goes back to all the conversation we've been having this year, a little bit of inconsistency, some down years from some players that had spectacular years last year or career years. it's all adding up to the exact same situation or the same result. It's we're close, but we're just not there. And as we talked last week, we had a good road trip before the break, won three games, and then we lose three games. So we've never been able to get the momentum, which all good clubs always get. I mean, we need to go on that 5 or 6 game winning streak. I mean, that's the type of thing that we need to have happen, and we certainly were hoping that was going to happen coming out of the break, but so far it hasn't happened.
David, it was a scary moment on Saturday with Philip Forsberg kind of going down in the corner and the way that he got up. Obviously, when I saw the news that it was day-to-day, I took that as good news based on what I thought it could be. Do you have any more clarity on the status of Philip Forsberg, and how do you guys go about trying to navigate the roster without him in the meantime?
Yeah, it was a very scary situation. The good news is Phil feels pretty good, but we're just being cautious and taking a little time. So I really don't have any update for you. He's not going to play on Thursday, for example. But hopefully this will be a short-term situation. As you see, we called up Phil Tomasino. You've asked me that on a couple of shows. So really, Phil got his place, if you will, on the top two lines. We had a good start to the game last night. I think he had a really good scoring opportunity, but it was okay. I like a lot. We all like a lot about what Phil brings. And again, it's now we need him more than ever. So for you and for those that were asking for Phil Tomasino, here he is, and hopefully he can make a difference. And he's like I say, he's not playing the fourth line like he did last year. He's going to get prime time, prime minutes, and hopefully he can produce, because we really need some goals.
Well, when Forsberg does come back, David, is there a case to be made for Tomasino to stick around, even if he's not in that ideal role, just as another skilled player who might be able to help you guys manufacture a little bit more offense?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason that shouldn't happen. I mean, he's going to control his own destiny. That's exactly what we would like to see happen. And I'm just repeating myself. He's going to get the opportunities here in these next games where Phil is not in the lineup. And let's hope that he can make a difference. I mean, we need somebody, we need something to boost us up a little bit. And he's got as good a chance as anyone to do that.
Predators General Manager David Poile with us here on Robbie and Rex Show. So, David, we hear from fans on a daily basis, as you can imagine, frustrated with the way the season has gone to this point. And a lot of the anger that we get is directed at John Hynes. What's your response to that? What's been your evaluation of the job that John Hynes and his staff has done this year?
Well, I've done this job for a long time, and I mean, I think that comes with the territory, whether it's the coach or the GM. I mean, it's always the same thing, isn't it? When everybody gets frustrated, you can't trade 20 players. You can make a change in management, or you can make a change in coaching, and oftentimes teams do that. I for sure think that's always the easiest road, and I'm not prepared to take an easy road. This is a team responsibility. I mean, you cannot, for me, separate the coaches and the players for where we are right now, and everybody has to do a better job. I mean, there, as you're talking in this interview, I guarantee you that John Hynes and his coaching staff are as frustrated as anybody, but I just don't think that is the problem with our hockey club. I think our players have played better, and again, we have nobody that is having a career year with our team. And again, that's the responsibility. The guys got to step up and play better. I fully believe that we have a team that is capable of making playoffs. I fully believe that we have individual players that have not played their best this year. So again, I'm a team guy, and it starts with me, and we all have to be better.
Deadline getting closer here, David. I guess would you have to be in a much worse position mathematically by that day, or by that direct time period, to seriously consider selling?
That's what keeps me up at night. Right now we're still below the line, not in the playoffs. We're running out of time. Just like this interview, I've been talking about inconsistency, and people need to play better, but that hasn't happened on a regular basis. So I do not think we're a buyer. Let's start with that. And I think if things don't, you know, change more favorably and get in some kind of winning streak, we are certainly could be a seller, but that's not today.
Predator General Manager David Poile here with us here on Robbie and Rex. So you've got Boston coming in on Thursday, David, who to this point has been a machine, one of the best teams in the NHL. What's after a game like last night, what do you want to see beyond the obvious of the win-loss result as a response against a team like that coming up on Thursday at home in your building after the way the game went last night?
Well, it might seem crazy to you, but I'm glad that we're playing the best team in the league. I mean, we need to take our game up to a higher notch, and why not do it against a top team? We didn't do it against a team like Arizona that we felt we should have beaten. They're lower in the standings. Let's see what we can do against the top team in the league. And you know, if you can have a good performance, have a win against the top team in the league, maybe that's what gives you more belief. That's maybe what gives you more confidence. So I'm really looking forward to what our players do here on Thursday against the Bruins.
Predators General Manager David Poile, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow, joins us every Tuesday morning at 8:30. David, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Predators General Manager David Poile, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. We got a lot to get to on the Preds. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More on that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.